digital missile. Yeah, what I said, so yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo. Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
Forever,
Jamaica, land we love. This is Wednesday, the 18th day of March, and the world is in this coronavirus. Thirteen cases have been identified already in Jamaica, and today we have the first death recorded from coronavirus. It's a disease that's an epidemic. Seems to have started in China. You know, taking over North America, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, all over. This virus, we have to stay out of control. It has plagued Italy so much, thousands of deaths. That's late China. The psalmist says in Psalm 11, I'll say it, my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. So though the wicked vessels, they may bring their power upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright now. Will the foundation be destroyed? What can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyes try the children of men. The Lord tried the righteous. But the wicked and his, and him that loveth violence, his soul hated. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord loveth the righteous. His countenance does behold the upright. So we will, in spite of what the coronavirus is doing in our country. Because last week, a lady came down from England on a British Airways flight. She was the person who was diagnosed with that coronavirus. And from one, we are now 13 people who we have identified with this virus. And we are in the state where one death has resulted today of this coronavirus. It has put our nation in a, almost in a state of panic. People are buying up goods, food stuff, rubbing alcohol, better lifestyle, everything that they know that can deter the spread of this disease. But the perfect antidote is the Word of God. So as the psalmist here is saying, in the Lord put I my trust, and we need to put our trust in the Lord. Doesn't matter what the Ministry of Health do and the government, not the plan they put in place. Jamaica really need to speak the place of Almighty God. Bernie.
Yes, I'm here, sir.
We're going to take a break and then we come back. This is a feedback coming back from some microphone that is open. Of Nazareth. And we say like the Apostle Paul, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is the power of God unto salvation. We must let the world know that there is only one Savior. His name is Jesus. And we give him all the praise and the honor and the glory. Dr. Pam, you want to say something and then you'll come to Mr. Ezroy?
No, go ahead and speak with Minister Ezroy. Please.
Minister Ezroy. Yes, sir.
I am not hearing low. I am not hearing no clear at all. But proceed with what you have to say, because in Jamaica today we have the first death from this corona, and I can tell you, I just came in off the street, and I mean, I can tell you that the place is just changing, man. People are running scared. People are running scared of coming to church. You know, we should be coming to church to see the face of God, and you know, it's all type of things been happening. And as I said before, today the first death from this deadly virus and was in Jamaica, and it was just one lady last week who brought it in from England on a flight from England. And now we are seeing we are 13 have contracted this virus, as reported by the Ministry of Health, and also a community by the name of Bull Bay. It's a total lockdown. You know, nobody can go in, nobody can come out. And there are about 6 parishes that, you know, they are under their watch.
Yes, Pastor, this is a very serious virus that has been sent out on the entire world population. And as I continue to do my research and my own investigation, the best way really to deal with this virus is to isolate ourselves. And once we do that and do proper hygiene with running water, then this virus only supposed to last 2 weeks. If under proper management, it lasts only 2 weeks. You know, and as I said before, we have to be Jamaican. It is one of the most indisciplined set of people who take things for granted. But this virus is something that you don't take for granted. You have to just follow the principles and the rules of proper hygiene, and then it will be okay. It's nothing to be fearful of, in a sense that people have to be fearful. You don't have to go through all that. Just proper hygiene, less traveling, and we all will be okay. It'll be over in less than no time.
Yes, Mr. Elgin, people, and what I noticed, Minister, is that the Christians, they are not, I don't see this boldness or this courageousness coming from them to know that the God that we serve, our God, is able to conquer this virus. But Christians seem to be more quicker to go into hiding. How do you see that?
Well, the thing about it, what I realize is that most Christians nowadays is totally different from those that I grew up with. In the sense that they don't have faith. They don't have that level of boldness. But we who are called sons of God, we have the faith and we have the level of boldness. I personally am at work right now. I still travel. I still move around because I believe the God that I serve will protect me. The God that I serve protect me in all my life that I can remember. I have so many experiences of God protecting me from gunmen, from drowning. So he will protect us from this virus. You know, God will protect his people. So there's nothing to be feared. Just follow the principle and the right hygiene. You can move around, wear your mask, wear your stuff, and move around. So all of this is not really necessary. But the good thing about it, quarantining yourself is good. But the key thing about the children of God, they need to have faith in God, pray and believe.
Yes, because what I noticed from Saturday until now is that a lot of people, and I'm talking about Jamaica here, a lot of people, they are more interested in stacking up food and looking about stuff that can help, you know, help the whole toward man. Nobody, you aren't anybody interested in, okay, from that thing and came down here from last week until now. I am yet to hear, like, even the government how many gloves is coming into the country, how many masks is coming into the country, what amount of wipes they have and disinfectant and all those types of Lysol and bleach and all that. They are more interested in packing up the physical stuff. And I'm saying this, the most important aspect of it is the spiritual side. Hardly anybody is craving after that.
Amen. Amen. I totally agree with you, Pastor. Totally agree with you.
What do you see happening I'm talking about what I see happening in Jamaica. What do you see happening in Canada where you are?
Honestly, there's no level of panic in Canada, to be honest. It's just that people use wisdom and quarantine. The supermarket still open. People still go buy grocery. Yes, you have some few people who just stuck up themselves more than normal. Church still open, you know. So there's no fear in that intensity here in Canada. You know, people still go about. People still go on bus. People still travel. There's no fear. I saw somebody send me a picture of downtown Kingston, clean, empty. It's like no one exists. But here, people still move around. People have to work. You know? So it's not that people are in fear in the
Jamaica,
extent.
Even Jamaica, Minister, the government has given, like, workers who can work from home, stay home. That's what I'm telling you. Only 20 person can meet in a church. So if you're having a wedding, it's 20 the most. If you're having a funeral, it's 20 the most. And if you're having a regular Sunday service, it is 20. So most churches now, like the mega churches, they just inform people to stay home and watch it on your phone. So the phone now has taken the place of the church.
This is a diabolical plan for the enemy to knock down people quarantine people with this virus. So this was really, really planned. And to be honest, I have information from when this thing is planning. You understand, which I won't get into it. You know, and so what am I simply saying? I see a mighty woman of God do something powerful. And this is my big sister Esther. They plan to destroy Israel. And Israel and Esther go only on 3-day fasting and turn things around. Where is the child of God's faith to turn this thing around? I would like right now for us 3 days throughout the entire world. I would call a fast right now for every believer in the world to pray and fast and crush this virus. I'm not talking only Jamaica. I'm not talking only Canada. I'm talking worldwide. Every Christian, plan a day for a 3-day fast and crush this virus. And crush the diabolical assignment of whatever organization is designing this. We can pray and God can turn this around universally. That's my faith.
Yeah, because Minister, God has given the church the power and the mandate. But you see, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Look how long David wrote the psalm. And hear what David says in Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man sees it, for the faithful fail among the children of man. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with fluttering lips and with a double heart, do they speak. Everybody talking about the coronavirus, but their main interest is going to the supermarket, stocking up with food, stocking up on all type of stuff. And nobody saying, let us go to the church and call a day for it. I was suggesting from a long, long time, I said, not more than 20 should be. But the prime minister should give the church the leeway for the church to meet. And as much as Christian can meet, let us go to the national stadium
for a day of fast.
Yes.
And cry out to Almighty God and save this thing out on our own. This thing has the world in a tailspin because a lot of countries are not giving out the proper information. See, it started in China. It started in China from 2019.
Yes.
20, it is taking over the world. Look what it has done to Italy.
Mm-hmm. But where this is happening now, China has dealt with it very well because I give China within, say, 2 weeks to be clear from this virus. At least 2 weeks, they will be clear from the virus. Because people start move around again in China. That's gone to...
you cannot, even though China will be clear in 2 weeks, look what is happening in the United States. The 50 states have the disease in America. And if America can't come under attack, what about the rest of the world? Right now, Britain is in a chaos. The entire EU, you know, it's in a chaos. It is touching the Caribbean because Cayman has a debt. It's in Trinidad. It is in Dominica, St. Lucia. It's all over the bomb.
Yes.
Thank you, Pastor Cameron. How are you, sir? How are you, Minister Edward?
Yes, Lord. Not a problem.
I am not able to speak. I'm getting feedback and I'm getting echoing. So I'm just going to allow you both to speak at this time. It's not sounding good for my end.
Okay. So what am I saying here, Pastor, is that if... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Minister. Sorry, go ahead, Minister.
Yeah, what am I simply saying is that even though I know the fundamental reason for what is happening here, I still believe that if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves, seek my face and pray and turn from their wicked ways and heal your land. God has given us the power to bind and to loose. And if we believe as believers and children of God and have no fear, because especially I personally, I'm a very fearless person. I tell people I've never experienced fear in all my life. As much as I grew up in the way I grew up, I don't experience fear. I've never fear. The only time I ever really experience fear is when I get the vision of the rapture. From that, I never have fear. Because I believe that once you have a God encounter, your life change. Everything about you change when you have a God encounter. And the reason why you have so much faithless Christian is because they don't have a God encounter. Jesus Christ has Lord and Savior of your life. Because no one to the Father but by me. So take Corona and use Corona as a stepping stone to remember the scriptures, to remember the preaching, to remember the prophecy, and turn lives around and save your soul from hell.
Listening to the Clarendon Connection. Minister Ezra is on. Dr. Pam was on, but her mic is giving problem. And I am here coming to you from Turkupon in Clarendon, Jamaica. As I said earlier on, Jamaica has witnessed the first death from the coronavirus. First person died today. It was discovered last week, and wounded for our transgression, was bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We were healed.
Hallelujah.
So we don't have to run around our corner to find no cure. The cure is in the blood of Jesus. God Almighty, and we want the world to know that. So many men are making preparation for this coronavirus. All I need is the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth upon the
cross. Hallelujah.
Man must know that. And that's why we are here to tell the world. Know the name under heaven and earth under which man can be saved, except the name of Jesus. And that's what we want the world to know today. Yes. My God, because there's going to be a midnight cry.
Yes.
The King of glory shall come in.
Yes.
We need to open up our heart. Hallelujah. And let him in. Go ahead, Minister Ezra.
Bless the Lord. And I generally ask people questions. You see, look at it. In this, you watch, they're making preparation to stock themselves with food. And they don't make preparation for the soul. You make preparation to buy all the grocery. Temporal life. Principle is this. The state that you die in is the state that you're going to rise in. If you die in Christ, you'll rise in Christ. If you die in sin, sin of our wages. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Take this opportunity now to know that these things have been prophesied in the Holy Book. The Bible said in the last days, perilous time will come. Man will be lover of themselves. Now, this is the time of serious time. We are in the end time. And now is the time that you have to choose and refuse life and death. What I say today, choose life. Choose Jesus the Christ, the Lamb that was slain. He died on the cross. He shed his blood for my sin and your sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So this is where he told you that you are immortal. This is where he told you that as long as you have Jesus Christ in your life, you will live forever with him. But if you accept the enemy, then you will take your part with him in hell. So if anybody never told you that you are immortal, I, Ezra Bernard, is telling you that you are an immortal. Because by the twinkling of eye, we shall all be changed. We shall move from mortal to immortality. And that will be your permanent state. Where do you want to spend your eternity? Do you want to spend your eternity with Jesus the Christ? Or you want to spend eternity with Lucifer the devil? Choose today. Use this as the opportunity to seek who you want to spend eternity with. I'm taking this opportunity to evangelize to the world. Just like this virus come, didn't even make preparation for it. But now you can make preparation for your soul. Accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Once you accept Jesus Christ, you can never dead again. Because Jesus is life. He is the one who created everything that you see. And those that you can't even see. He is the third person of the Godhead. He is God himself. He is God in the flesh. He is the Son of the living God. And he do this for us. To bring us back to God Almighty. He shed his blood in his own blood. The next good thing about it, he said no one didn't give his life. He said, I lay it down and I take it back up. Amen? So take this as the opportunity to know that Jesus Christ is Lord and he's coming back.
Amen. Amen, Minister. And we continue to trust in the true and living God for his goodness and his blessing. We just want to give a shout out to some people who are listening as we speak, Minister Ezra. Somebody says, so Georgia says, I love to listen to this program. So we give God Almighty all the praise and honor and glory for his goodness. And okay, man is listening in, and we just continue to trust God for his blessing to know that this program is touching the world, and this is what we keep on believing in God for, because we got to understand, you know, Minister Ezra,
Jesus said in St. Matthew, in the book of St. Matthew, chapter 28, he was giving his disciples a charge, right? In St. Matthew 28, he gave them this charge. He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them whatsoever, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am going to be with you always, even to the end of the world." So we are confident that God has given us this medium to touch the world. You are in Canada. You are in Canada. I am in Jamaica. And wherever the people are, they are listening to the good news. They are listening.
Hallelujah.
And that is the power of the God that we serve.
Hallelujah.
This
Hallelujah.
Medium, my brother.
Amen.
And now we can proclaim to the world about the one true God.
Hallelujah.
One true God.
Yes.
His name is Jesus. None like him. None like him. And we give him all the praise and the honor and the glory. And that's why we must exalt him. And we must let the world know. Because listen to me. It is coming back down to Philippians chapter 2, my brother. Philippians chapter
yes.
2, where Paul was speaking to the brethren there in Philippians chapter 2. And hear what he says. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That in the name of Jesus, of things in earth and of things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
You hear that? Things in heaven.
Amen.
Things on earth. And things beneath the earth. My brother, did you know that there are some spirits in the earth, that underneath the earth, that we have to attack? We have to plead the blood of Jesus upon them.
Yes, Pastor.
That's why the Apostle Paul go back and remind us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. This coronavirus, we have to wrestle with it.
Amen.
We wrestle against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. But we have the blood of Jesus. We put on the whole armor of God, I tell you.
Yes.
Oh, my
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We have the solution. We, Minister Ezra, we don't have to run around like chickens without head. And that is
Amen.
What I see happening in Jamaica. Everybody is so cautious, wings. The church is not coming out. The church should be bold. The Bible said the righteous is as bold as a lion. We should be coming out and declare to the world that have no fear. The church of the living God is in session. Because listen to me, he said to Peter, "What you bound and hurt, Peter, is but that is a key to the kingdom." That is a key to the kingdom. The church has the power to bind and to loose. He said, "What you bound and hurt is bound in heaven. What you loose and hurt is loose in heaven."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And all we have to do
Hallelujah.
Is to bind up and hurt in the name of Jesus, because he already
yes.
bind up in heaven.
Coronavirus. We bind it now.
We have the tool in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We have the power to bind it up.
Yes, we bind it up. We bind up coronavirus now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind you up, strong man. We bind you up now. We bind you up now in the mighty name of Jesus. Cut off your operation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, send forth your gleaning sword and put it in to this virus now. Burn out this virus right now, Father, with your consuming fire, because you're a God of consuming fire. Burn out coronavirus in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the Angels are standing at attention to await our command, you know.
He called so our command, waiting on us to command.
Michael and Raphael and Gabriel and the entire angelic force to bind up this corona,
yes,
and give it us the victory in the name of Jesus. For it says, not
in
by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, said the Lord.
Yes, Lord. We command the four winds of the earth right now to push back this virus. Push it into the deep abyss right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We command the four winds of this earth to push back this virus in the mighty name of Jesus. In the four winds of the earth, in the name of Jesus, we send it down into the abyss in the mighty name of Jesus. We send it back, oh God, into the abyss right now in the name of Jesus. Where the enemy has spent his time making a scheme to come and hurt right now in the name of Jesus. So we push it back. We have the authority. We push it back now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you now that you break the unbreakable. You move the unmovable. You stop the unstoppable right now in the name of Jesus. So we say, let God arise. And Corona be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. We move you up. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes, we call upon our angelic host to help us now. Come forth, Almighty God. Come in your power. Come in your glory. Destroy this virus out of Jamaica, out of Canada, out of Italy, out of England, out of the entire earth. We push it back now,
yes,
in the mighty
in
name,
name
of Jesus.
Jesus.
And let the church arise. Let the church arise. Let your children arise. With power, with might, I speak faith to arise in them now. I speak those who are sleeping awake in the mighty name of Jesus. I say, put on strength, mighty man, mighty woman. I speak life into your being right now. Arise up the army of God to arise. I command your spirit to arise in Jesus' name.
Now we declare Psalm 68, let God arise. And let all his enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. His name must come forth. He will not share his glory with no man. So we give him all the praise and the honor and the glory. Because we are confident in the name of Jesus. We must have
Hallelujah.
The victory. So we thank him for his goodness. And we give him the praise. Because you know when the praises go up, the blessing from the Father will come down in the name of Jesus. None like him. None like him tonight. None like him tonight.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Because what have I
Thank
to dread?
Jesus.
What have I to fear? Leaning up the everlasting arm. And we look to him by faith. Because there is none like him.
Walk by faith and not by sight, Pastor. We walk by faith and we believe. We believe. I believe. I'm a believer. You see,
all things are possible to him that believes.
Yeah, man. All things. All things. All things. So, out bold. Use your precautions. Do proper hygiene, and it is well. My next only advice to people throughout the entire world, and remember, you can use my name. This is only symptoms. I advise you, don't take no vaccine. That's my advice to the world. Don't take no vaccine. Immune yourself. Build your immune system. There's simple ways to build your immune system. Alkaline your body, because virus cannot live in an alkaline body. So build your immune system with vitamin C. In Jamaica, there's lots of orange and limes. Cut up the limes. Throw boiling water on it. Drink it like that. And the next person, you can simply use molasses and baking soda. Tea, 1 teaspoon to 1 cup of water. 2 teaspoons of baking of molasses, and that will build your immune system. You don't need much. I'm giving you some remedies to help you. These are the stuff that I'm using, and it helps. It works. Believe thou me. I'm giving it out there. I'm going to tell you again. Build your immune system. You need 2 teaspoons of molasses. 1 teaspoon of baking soda. Boil the water. Throw it on it. Stir. Drink. Cut up your lime. Pour some hot water on it. Drink. It works. Build your immune system. Back to your
yes,
pastor.
And we continue to trust in God. This is the Clarendon Connection with Minister Ezra and the studio and Dr. Pam. And we just continue to trust in God. We want to say, yes, Texas, we receive your text. You are listening to the Clarendon Connection, and we give all the praise and honor and glory to Almighty God. Also, remember the Palace Telethon, and you'll find it at www.palace1.org. And this Telethon will be supporting, it supports education. So when you support Palace, you support education. And this, there will be a Telethon on Saturday, April 11, 2020, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this has been sponsored by the Caribbean Radio Show. That's a knowledge station. So we want you to be supporting Palace in this Telethon on April the 11th. And we want you to keep on tuning in to the Clarendon Connection. Remember, it's Blog Talk Radio. So you can listen at your convenience as we continue to spread the good news. One writer say, have you heard the joyful sound Jesus say? With all that is going through the world with this coronavirus, I am telling you the antidote is the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
As long as we get ourselves covered under the blood of Jesus, I believe it in all my heart, just like in the book of Exodus when God tell Moses, the death angel is going to pass through, but don't worry, when I see the blood, I will pass over. And let me tell you something, in Egypt, the whole of entire Egypt, the firstborn died, but there was no death in Goshen. Why? Because the children of God reside in Goshen, and God's presence is in Goshen. And the Bible said, in his presence is the fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures of heavenward. Listen to me. Stay with God. You cannot lose. It doesn't matter what the WHO say. It doesn't matter what doctors say. Let me tell you something. When you get yourself covered under the blood of Jesus, Psalm 91 is still valid, because I hear him. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let me tell you something. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eye shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Coronavirus must fuck up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, I tell you. No wonder the Bible says, he has anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We will continue to praise Almighty God. We will continue to extol the name of Jesus, for there is none like him. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And we trust in him and give him all the praise and the honor and the glory. He's a good God tonight. And we continue to trust in him. This is the Clarendon Connection with Pastor Cameron and Minister Ezra. Minister Ezra, you say the last word, and then we're going to be wrapping up the show. Our time is running out.
Hallelujah. Hello, world. I just want you to know that Jesus loves you. And this is why he died for us. And he did it when we didn't even acknowledge or know him. For while we were yet sinner, he died. And he did it because he loves us. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe and accept him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now there's eternal life, and there's eternal damnation. And I tell you today, choose life in Jesus' name. This is my word to you, church. Love you. Back
Amen.
To you, Pastor.
Amen. We just come to know my brother to trust in God, and we have to kind of keep the fire burning. Because men heart are failing them because of fear. As I said, there's a fear all over of this coronavirus. When we have the power, we have the antidote, all we have to do is to stand up in the name of Jesus. Just like how David defeated Goliath, in the same way the Church of the Living God should stand up and let this coronavirus know that our Savior already paid the price. Are you honored to say Jesus paid it all? All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain, but his blood washed it whiter than snow. We continue to trust in a true and living maker because he never failed. And remember, mercy there new every month. Great is that faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
Shout out to all the people who have been listening tonight, and please continue to support the Current and Connection. Tune into the Rise and Shine. You can get me on WhatsApp on 214-4714 or 429-1317. Check out the Rise and Shine devotion in the morning. And every Wednesday,
Hallelujah.
We are right here. We are right here for the hour, talking about the goodness. In spite of we having one corona death already in Jamaica, we know with our God, nothing is impossible. Because as he said in his word, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, said the Lord. Have a wonderful evening. God bless you. And tune in next week. Same time, same place. We love you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Over to you,
God bless you, mate.